Like the sunny days, especially the nice fall sunny days. I hope it is just as beautiful where you are as it is here in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm broadcasting from downtown Waukesha here on the WAUK, but we broadcast statewide, y'all. If you can't get us on your radio, don't worry. There's the Civic Media app. You can go get that for free wherever you may get your apps, and you can always listen to us online at civicmedia.us. And you want to listen because we've got great guests like the one I've got this half hour. Her name is Chris Alfheim. She is the Senate candidate for the 18th district here in the state of Wisconsin. If you live in the Fox Valley district, if you're in Neenah, Menasha, Oshkosh, or Appleton and the surrounding areas, she is going to be on your ballots. Starting, I think early voting starts on Monday. Tuesday. Start, of course, it would start on Tuesday. And then we've got, of course, early voting from Tuesday all the way through Election Day. And folks, thanks for that reminder, Chris. On Tuesday, this coming week, on my show, I am going to go through the nuts and bolts of voting. If you're voting mail-in, right? If you have moved in the last year and you need to prove your new address, I'll go through what kinds of proof work to change your address and register same day. All that good stuff, everything you've ever wondered about, I'll take your questions, we'll talk about that. And then we'll do it again in the afternoon slash early evening across the Civic Media Radio Network with some of my great co-hosts. We'll dig in again. So if you have questions, get your pencils sharpened. Tuesday, we're going to have all that info for you here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Chris, thanks for making time. It's always so refreshing to talk with you. It is very clear when you talk about issues that you see these problems, both these challenges, these opportunities for folks in the 18th district and across the state, as the complex challenges that they are, but also the interrelationships between the issues. Yeah. And that's something that I've always enjoyed about public policy, right? That these things are complicated and they are interconnected. But I often feel like politicians present them as sort of binary choices and transactional siloed issues. And the reality is that they're not.
Right.
You grew up on a small family farm.
Yep.
So I wanted you to address folks that are still in the farming business. It's been a hard go of it for family-owned farms here in the state. And yeah. I wanted to give you an opportunity to speak to that.
Yeah, I am a farm girl. I love the fact that I'm a farm girl, by the way. I have been endorsed by the Farm Bureau this year, which I think I'm very proud of that. What I look at is there are issues. There are issues that we need to address. But what I would like to see is the industry as well as the group. So for instance, the environment. It by and large, all of us are now recognizing that it is important to address our environmental issues. Most of us, we agree clean air and water are very important. As a farm girl, I will tell you, I've never met a farmer that didn't want their animals, their land, their community to be healthier. Their entire livelihood depends on that fact. So when we talk about solutions, I don't want to see the solutions coming only from the scientists. I want to see the scientists and the farmers and the communities work together to say, what can we do? What have we already done? What have we learned? And how do we layer that in together? We need to stop the us versus them attitude right. on many, many issues. And agriculture certainly feels that. As someone who grew up on a farm, you understand that things happen on a farm. The animals are not always the best smelling thing. It happens. Mm-hmm. So there's realities where as communities start to infringe on agricultural space, then we can't just ask them to not be farms. So there's communication issues, there's understanding issues. And I think, again, it's not my job to know all the answers. It's to be empathetic for all sides of an issue and say, how can we come together and realistically make this work? Agriculture is who we are at our base. Good people is who we are at our base, and problem solvers are who we are at our base. So let's start putting those facts together and actually working forward together for the good of the planet, the air, the water, the animals, and everybody else.
It's for our collective benefit, and it will require collective decision-making and collaboration. Couldn't agree with you more. I also know that reproductive freedom and making sure that every Wisconsinite has the dignity of healthcare are central to you. Kristen, if you could address those in our last couple of minutes here.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I grew up in a household with a pro-life Catholic mom. And I had the little lapel pin, the little baby feet lapel pin.
Oh my God. Sorry. So did I.
Yeah.
That exact pin.
Mm-hmm. So I will tell you, I have great respect for those that have deep feelings on this topic. And I will tell you, in my last election in 2019, I hesitated to use the word abortion out loud because I've been raised in that connotation. But I will tell you, I am a far more educated person today on the realities of how many people, how many women, how many situations there are that need decision making in a difficult situation. And that should be done between a doctor and the person, period. I don't want it to go to the federal government. I don't want it to go to the state government. I don't want it to go to referendum so the majority can vote on it. I would like it to go to the person who has to make that very difficult decision. That is the end of that conversation. That's where it should start. That's where it should end, period.
Folks, that's Chris Alfheim. You can find out more about her candidacy and positions at alfheimforwisconsin.org. Check it out. You're in the Fox Valley in District 18. She's going to be on your ballot. She's a friend of the show and now a friend of yours. Keep it locked. Maggie and the Millionaires coming up next. We're going to talk inflation here on the Civic Media Radio Network.